Good evening. This is Akashvani. The news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Union Cabinet has approved one-time budgetary support of 10,000 crore rupees for oil marketing companies to provide ATF price stabilization support to Indian Airlines for their domestic and international operations. The support will be provided to companies to facilitate stable ATF pricing for airlines during the ongoing period of exceptional fuel price volatility arising from the West Asia crisis. Briefing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, this is a self-sustaining revolving fund which will help to stabilize ATF prices for scheduled Indian carriers. The Union Cabinet has also approved a scheme for support to the National Capital Region Planning Board for replacement of old trucks and buses in the Delhi NCR area, with a financial outlay of 9,585 crore rupees. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has also approved the construction of a new coastal highway from Rameshwar to Paradeep in Odisha, spanning a total length of over 163 kilometers. In a major political development in West Bengal, Rituprat Banerjee has been appointed as the leader of the opposition in the West Bengal Legislative Assembly. The appointment follows the Assembly Speaker's reported recognition of a rebel group of Trinamool Congress legislators as a separate legislature party. Rituprat, a former CPIM Rajya Sabha MP who later joined the Trinamool Congress, secured the backing of nearly 60 MLAs, enough to cross the two-thirds mark required under the anti-defection law. The move has triggered a major split within the Trinamool Congress. Mamata Banerjee's faction had earlier nominated Shobhan Dev Chattopadhyay as leader of the opposition. Speaking to reporters after meeting the speaker, Rituprat claimed that the dissident legislators now constitute the real and main opposition in the House. In Karnataka, senior Congress leader D.K. Shivakumar was sworn in as the 25th Chief Minister of the state. Governor Thavar Chand Gehlot administered the oath of office. Dr. G. Parameshwar, who held the home portfolio in the Siddaramaiah cabinet, was sworn in as Deputy Chief Minister. 12 legislators also took oath as cabinet ministers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated D.K. Shivakumar on taking oath as the Chief Minister. In a social media post, Mr. Modi conveyed best wishes to him for his tenure. In a massive fire at a hotel in Malviya Nagar of Delhi, 21 people lost their lives while 40 were rescued this morning. DCP of South Delhi, Anant Mittal, said the fire has been successfully extinguished with the assistance of 8 fire tenders. The cause of the fire is yet to be ascertained. President, Vice President and Prime Minister have expressed grief over the loss of lives in the fire incident. Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupinder Yadav said India has emerged as the world's second largest solar market. In a social media post, the minister highlighted that the country overtook the US in annual solar capacity additions in 2025. Mr. Yadav emphasized that the achievement reflects the nation's rapid clean energy growth, helping ensure efficient, reliable and sustainable solar infrastructure. Acting President of Venezuela, Delcy Eliana Rodriguez Gomez, has arrived in New Delhi on a 5-day visit to India. She is accompanied by a delegation comprising the ministers of Foreign Affairs, Economy and Finance and others. During the visit, Ms. Rodriguez will hold bilateral discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister of Laos, Phongsavan Phomvihan, called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. During the meeting, the President said that both the countries share close civilizational ties reflected in the common heritage of Buddhism and the Ramayana. She also said that the celebration of the 70th anniversary of establishment of diplomatic relations is a significant milestone in India-Laos bilateral ties. IMD has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Kerala and Mahe tomorrow. Heavy rainfall is also expected over Uttarakhand, parts of northeastern India, West Bengal, Karnataka, Konkan, Goa, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Andaman and Nicobar Islands and Lakshadweep during the next 2 days. And in badminton, India's Ayush Shetty entered the second round of the Indonesia Open Super 1000 after defeating China's Wang Hong Yang in a comeback victory. And that is the end of this news bulletin.